Hey everyone, welcome back. Today, we're diving into something, well, you've probably been hearing a lot about lately, the latest in obesity management. But get this, sir, we're not just talking diets and treadmills. This is about how exercise and medication can team up to improve your health in some seriously cool ways. So if you're ready to unlock a new level of well-being, buckle up, because this is going to be good.
What's fascinating here is that we're moving beyond simply shedding pounds. We're talking about transforming your health from the inside out. And it all starts with understanding the profound impact that obesity has on your cardiovascular system.
Okay, so let's talk heart health. I think a lot of people, myself included, sometimes forget just how connected our weight is to our heart.
And it's a crucial connection. Think of your heart as the engine of your body. When you have excess weight, particularly around your midsection, it puts a strain on that engine, making it work harder than it should.
That makes sense. So how does exercise fit into the picture? It's like cardio for our entire body, right?
Exactly. It's like giving your heart its own personal trainer. Regular physical activity strengthens the heart muscle, improves blood flow, and even helps lower blood pressure. It's all about optimizing your cardiovascular system for peak performance.
It's like giving our heart muscles a good workout so they can be strong and efficient, just like any other muscle in our body.
Yes. And here's where it gets even more interesting. Medications, specifically a class called GLP-1 receptor agonists, work on a deeper level. Imagine being able to target that stubborn fat that tends to accumulate around your organs.
Oh, wow. The kind of fat we can't even see, but we know is no good for us.
You got it. Medications like semaglutide, a GLP-1 receptor agonist, can actually help reduce that harmful fat, taking a load off your heart and other vital organs.
That's amazing. So it sounds like we have a powerful combination here. Exercise is training our heart to be stronger and more efficient, while medication is helping to reduce some of the strain by targeting that internal fat.
You've got it. And the research is clear. This one-two punch is a game changer for preventing heart attacks, strokes, and other cardiovascular risks. It's about addressing the problem from multiple angles for the best possible outcome.
I love that we're talking about this because I think sometimes people think, oh, I just need to lose weight. But it's really about so much more than that. It's about what's happening internally and how we can support our bodies on a deeper level.
Exactly. And that's a perfect segue into our next point. Understanding the different types of fat in our bodies and how this dynamic duo tackles them.
Okay, so let's break it down. We've all heard of good fats and bad fats,
Yeah.
but there's more to it than that, right?
Right. When it comes to exercise and medication, we're especially interested in how they target two specific types of fat, ectopic fat and visceral fat. Let's start with ectopic fat. This is the sneaky kind of fat that builds up in your liver and muscles.
Sneaky. And not in a good way?
Not at all. This type of fat is linked to insulin resistance, metabolic issues, and even heart disease. But the good news is, exercise is like a precision strike against ectopic fat.
Oh, so that's why exercise is so important. Even beyond just burning calories, it's like it's seeking out those trouble spots and saying, not today.
You got it. It's like your own personal fat fighting squad, zeroing in on those areas that need the most attention. And as you become more active, you're actually training your body to become a more efficient fat-burning machine overall.
Okay, so we're torching those extra calories and training our bodies to become lean, mean, fat-burning machines. But what about medication? Where does it come in?
Medications like GLP-1 receptor agonists take a different approach. Think of them as master communicators for your brain and gut. They work by influencing the hormones that regulate your appetite and satiety.
Okay, so they're basically telling our brains, hey, you're actually full now, no need to order that extra side of fries.
Exactly. It's about feeling more satisfied with smaller portions and not being constantly bombarded by cravings.
That's a game changer, especially in our world today, where we're constantly surrounded by tempting food options.
Right. It's like these medications are providing some much-needed backup for your willpower, making it easier to make healthier choices without feeling deprived.
So we've got exercise tackling that ectopic fat and medication working on our appetite signals. But what about visceral fat, the kind we often hear about in relation to belly fat?
Visceral fat is the deep belly fat that surrounds your organs. Think of it as the more dangerous cousin of subcutaneous fat, which is the fat just below your skin.
Okay, so why is visceral fat considered riskier?
It's a bit like having an unwelcome guest who overstays their welcome. Visceral fat is metabolically active, releasing hormones and inflammatory substances that can wreak havoc on your health. It's linked to a higher risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and other chronic conditions.
Yikes. So getting rid of visceral fat is a top priority for our health. And this is where the exercise medication duo really shines, right?
You got it. The combination of these two approaches has been shown to be incredibly effective in reducing visceral fat, which, as we've discussed, has a ripple effect on your overall health. It's like giving your body the ultimate support system for fighting fat and reclaiming your health.
This is all incredibly insightful. We often focus on the number on the scale, but understanding the different types of fat and how exercise and medication work together to target them is eye-opening.
Exactly. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. What if I told you that this powerful pairing could also boost your mood, sharpen your mind, and even give your brain a workout?
Now you're speaking my language. I'm all about feeling good from the inside out, so I can't wait to learn more about how this all works. Okay, so we're talking about exercise and medication, not just as physical health allies, but also as brain boosters. Tell me more about this, because I think a lot of us could use a little extra pep in our step.
Absolutely. You know that feeling you get after a great workout? That sense of energy, focus, even happiness? Well, that's not just in your head. It's real brain chemistry at work.
Wait, really? So it's not just me convincing myself I feel amazing after dragging myself to the gym?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Exercise triggers the release of endorphins, those amazing chemicals that act like natural mood lifters. They're like little sparks of joy firing up your brain, helping to combat stress, ease anxiety, and even fend off those pesky blues.
So it's like exercise is giving our brains a spa day while we're sweating it out. I like it.
Exactly. And the benefits go beyond just feeling good in the moment. Regular physical activity has been shown to improve cognitive function, enhance focus, and even protect your brain against age-related decline. It's like giving your brain a workout, making it sharper, more resilient, and ready to tackle whatever life throws your way.
I am here for all of this brain-boosting action, but what about the medication side of things? How does that factor into this whole mind-body connection?
Remember how we talked about those GLP-1 receptor agonists working on your appetite signals, helping you feel fuller for longer and reduce those intense cravings?
Yes, it was like they were giving our brains a break from those constant feed-me messages.
Well, it turns out those same medications might also have a positive impact on your mood and overall mental well-being. While more research is being done, some studies suggest that they could play a role in reducing anxiety and boosting mood.
Wow, that's incredible. It's like they're helping to create this sense of balance and calm, both physically and mentally.
Exactly. And that brings us to another crucial aspect of this incredible synergy: metabolic health, which is especially important for anyone at risk of developing type 2 diabetes.
Okay, so let's dive into that. We know that obesity and type 2 diabetes often go hand in hand, but how exactly do exercise and medication work together to break that cycle?
Well, imagine your body as a well-oiled machine, with insulin being the key that unlocks your cells to let glucose in for energy. But with type 2 diabetes, that key doesn't work as well anymore, leading to a buildup of glucose in your bloodstream.
Okay, so that's where insulin resistance comes in, right?
Right. It's like the lock has become rusty and the key struggles to turn. This is where exercise steps in as a powerful tool. Think of it as insulin sensitivity training. With regular physical activity, you're essentially helping to clean up that rusty lock, making your cells more responsive to insulin again.
So it's like we're giving our bodies a good workout, and as a bonus, improving how our cells use insulin. That's amazing. But how does medication further support this process?
This is where those GLP-1 receptor agonists really shine. Remember how they act like master communicators influencing the hormones that regulate your appetite and blood sugar? Well, they also work on a deeper level to enhance the effects of GLP-1, a naturally occurring hormone that helps your body produce and use insulin more effectively.
So they're giving our natural blood sugar regulators a helping hand. That's so cool.
Absolutely. It's like they're saying, hey, pancreas, let's get this insulin production party started. And by doing so, they help lower blood sugar levels, reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes, and even benefit those already managing the condition.
So we're seeing this incredible teamwork again. Exercise is our frontline defense, improving insulin sensitivity through physical activity, while medication swoops in as the strategic support, optimizing our body's natural hormonal response.
You've got it. It's a powerful combination that tackles the root of many obesity-related health issues, how our bodies use energy. But there's one more piece of this puzzle we haven't talked about yet: muscle and bone health, which are often overlooked during weight loss.
You're right. It's easy to get caught up in the number on the scale, but maintaining a strong foundation is crucial for overall health and well-being. So let's talk muscles and bones. How do exercise and medication play into keeping these vital parts of our bodies strong and healthy, especially as we lose weight?
When it comes to building and maintaining strong bones and muscles, exercise is like your best friend. And when it comes to weight loss, strength training is the MVP.
Okay, so what makes strength training so special?
Well, as we lose weight, our bodies can sometimes get a little too enthusiastic and start breaking down muscle mass along with fat. But strength training sends a clear message to our bodies. Hey, we need these muscles, so don't even think about touching them.
I love that analogy. It's like we're giving those muscles a special VIP pass, protecting them from being broken down.
Exactly. And those strong muscles aren't just for show. They play a crucial role in maintaining a healthy metabolism and keeping you strong and energized throughout the day.
It's all connected. But what about bone health? I've heard conflicting information about medication and its potential impact on bone density. What's the deal with that?
That's a great question. While exercise, especially weight-bearing exercises, is fantastic for building strong bones, the relationship between medication and bone health is a bit more complex.
So it's not a simple yes or no answer.
Right. There's ongoing research in this area, and it's definitely a conversation to have with your doctor. Some studies suggest that certain medications, including older weight loss medications, might have a negative impact on bone health.
That's definitely something to be aware of. So it sounds like we're still in the learning phase when it comes to understanding the long-term effects of these medications on bone health, but it's definitely something to discuss with our healthcare providers.
Exactly. They can help you weigh the potential risks and benefits based on your individual health history and risk factors. But remember, regardless of medication, staying active with weight-bearing exercises is one of the best things you can do for your bone health.
So true. It's amazing how something as simple as walking or dancing can have such a profound impact on our bone strength.
Isn't it incredible? It's like our bodies are designed to thrive on movement.
This is all so fascinating. We've covered a lot of ground here, exploring all the amazing ways that exercise and medication can individually impact our health. But now for the grand finale. Let's talk about what happens when we combine these two forces. Because where there's teamwork, there's often some serious magic, right?
Absolutely. We're not just talking about adding two things together. We're talking about synergy. Get ready for the power of 1 + 1 = 3.
Okay. I am so ready for this. So what does this synergy actually look like in action? Give me the specifics.
Well, let's start with insulin sensitivity. Remember how we talked about exercise being like insulin sensitivity training and medication enhancing those natural processes? Well, when you combine the two, it's like you're hitting a home run for your metabolic health. Studies show that this combo leads to even greater improvements in insulin sensitivity compared to either intervention alone.
Wow. So they're like each other's hype squad amplifying each other's effects on our metabolic health?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Precisely. And this incredible synergy extends to other areas as well. For example, when it comes to heart health, the combination of exercise and GLP-1 receptor agonists has been shown to lead to greater reductions in blood pressure, improved cholesterol levels, and an even lower risk of heart disease compared to either strategy on its own.
It's like they're saying, hey, heart, we've got your back times two.
Exactly. And it doesn't stop there. This dynamic duo also packs a punch when it comes to mental well-being.
Now, this is what I'm talking about. We're really seeing that mind-body connection come full circle.
Right. While exercise alone is a rock star for boosting mood and reducing stress, some studies suggest that pairing it with medication like a GLP-1 receptor agonist might create an even more significant upswing in mood, lower anxiety levels, and promote an overall greater sense of mental well-being.
So it's not just about feeling better physically, it's about feeling better mentally and emotionally as well. Sign me up.
It's about creating a more balanced and resilient internal state, which benefits your overall health and well-being.
This has been incredibly eye-opening. But before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to touch on something you mentioned earlier, the ripple effect. Can you explain that a bit further?
Well, of course. Imagine you toss a pebble into a pond. What happens? You get those beautiful ripples that spread outward, impacting a wider and wider area, right? Well, that we're seeing here. The combination of exercise and medication isn't just about isolated benefits. It's about setting off a cascade of positive changes that ripple throughout your entire body, impacting everything from your heart and brain to your cells and hormones.
So it's not just about losing weight. It's about feeling more energetic, thinking more clearly, improving your mood, boosting your metabolism and even strengthening your bones. It's about optimizing your health and well-being on a fundamental level. It's like hitting the refresh button on your entire system, wouldn't you say?
Exactly. It's about recognizing that your body is a complex and interconnected system. And by addressing multiple aspects of your health simultaneously, you create a more profound and lasting impact on your overall well-being.
This has been incredibly insightful. I feel like I've gained so much valuable knowledge about how exercise and medication can work together to transform our health from the inside out. But as we move towards wrapping up our deep dive, what's the most important takeaway you want our listeners to remember about this powerful synergy?
I think the most important takeaway is this. Managing obesity isn't about finding a single magic bullet. It's about discovering what works best for you. It's about working with your body, not against it, and finding the strategies that empower you to live your healthiest, happiest life.
It's about having a personalized toolkit, right? And exercise and medication are two powerful tools within that toolkit that, when used strategically and safely, can create remarkable transformations. But ultimately, it's about finding what feels right for your unique body and lifestyle.
You've got it. And that's where the guidance of a healthcare provider is essential. They can help you navigate the complexities of obesity management, personalize your approach, and ensure you're making safe and informed decisions about your health.
That's such an important reminder. It's not about going it alone. It's about building a supportive team that empowers you on your journey. Because ultimately, this isn't just about managing a condition. It's about living a richer, fuller, more vibrant life. Couldn't agree more. It's about reclaiming your health and feeling empowered to make choices that support your well-being.
And, you know, it strikes me that while we've been focusing on exercise and medication, there's this whole other layer of lifestyle factors that play a huge role too, right? Things like nutrition, sleep, stress management, they all factor into the equation.
You're absolutely right. It's like we've been talking about the stars of the show, but you can't have a hit without an amazing supporting cast. Nutrition, sleep, stress management, social support, they're all back there working their magic to make sure the whole production runs smoothly.
It's like trying to bake a cake with only flour and sugar. You need all those other ingredients to create something truly delicious. I love that analogy. And it's so true. You could have the most incredible exercise routine and be taking your medication exactly as prescribed. But if you're not nourishing your body with good food, getting enough sleep, or managing your stress, it's like putting up roadblocks on your health journey.
So it's not just about checking boxes. It's about creating a lifestyle that supports our overall well-being.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot where all those elements are working together in harmony. And that's where having a healthcare provider who takes a holistic approach is so valuable. They can help you connect the dots, identify areas where you might need extra support, and create a plan that truly aligns with your unique needs and goals.
It's like having a health coach in your corner, cheering you on and helping you navigate any challenges that come up along the way.
Precisely. Because let's face it, making lasting changes to our health habits isn't always easy. It takes effort, dedication, and a whole lot of self-compassion along the way. But when you have the right support and guidance, it becomes so much more achievable and sustainable.
This has been an amazing deep dive. We've gone from the science behind those incredible internal transformations to the power of personalized care and building a lifestyle that supports lasting well-being. I feel like I've gained so much valuable knowledge. But before we wrap things up, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought to ponder. We've talked a lot about the physical benefits of exercise and medication, but what about the potential to enhance our quality of life beyond the numbers on a scale or a blood pressure reading? How can embracing these tools help us live richer, more fulfilling lives?
That's such a powerful question. I encourage you to imagine for a moment what it would feel like to wake up every morning with more energy, a clearer mind, and a greater sense of confidence in your body. What would you do differently? What new possibilities would you explore? How would it feel to move through your days with more ease, joy, and vitality? Because ultimately, that's what this is all about. It's not just about managing a condition. It's about reclaiming your health, embracing your strength, and living your life to the fullest.
Beautifully said. It's about rediscovering the joy of moving our bodies, nourishing ourselves with delicious and nutritious food, and prioritizing rest and rejuvenation. It's about creating a life we love from the inside out.
Exactly. And that's a journey worth taking.
And there you have it, folks, another deep dive completed. Remember, knowledge is just the first step. The real magic happens when we take action, when we advocate for ourselves, and when we embrace the power we have to shape our own health destinies. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep into the wonders of science and the boundless potential that resides within each and every one of you.